Did you ever use it when you were small, or hear people use it when you were smaller?
No, they would say that he's just a, that's just a common ordinary rose bush.
Mm-hmm.
This is a special one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I heard it used more to designate the usual,
mm-hmm,
than I did to designate something to throw off on.
Mm-hmm. All right. How would you describe somebody like yourself that's very outgoing and up and doing things?
I'm not. You would describe them as being I used the word with Glenn a while ago as being a people person, but he's an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word you were wanting?
Well,
I'm not, but that an extrovert is a person, mm-hmm, who is outgoing and always, mm-hmm,
Or in relation to your age,
uh-huh,
you're a very alive person. Well, how else could you say that?
Energetic?
Yeah.
I'm not really. Sit on my can and do nothing too much at the time. Drink coffee. Smoke cigarettes.
If something is not usual, then it would be.
It would be extraordinary or unusual.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You might say it's strange.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sometimes at night, Glenn doesn't want to go into a dark room,
mm-hmm,
afraid of the boogeyman or something. How would you?
He's afraid.
Mm-hmm. Or?
Scared.
Uh-huh. Could you?
No. I don't know what other words you want.
Yeah. Say if Glenn got over that fear, how could you say that he wasn't afraid anymore? He did back then, but...
He used to be afraid, but he's not afraid anymore.
Okay. How much you describe somebody that... goes out of the house, leaves the door open, does things without thinking.
Would you say crude person?
Well, this is somebody that
thoughtless is really is what, mm-hmm, is what they are. They're thoughtless
on
persons.
On that line.
I don't know. I'd say thoughtless, I think.
Mm-hmm. Or if they
what my boys are.